Hey, thanks for checking out the Lake Effect Podcast. My name is James Prophet, and today I'm going to be out on East Harbor, on the water, frozen water, fishing with a gentleman who has been doing so for years. And hopefully we're not going to get cold. Hopefully we'll be nice and toasty.
My name is Bobby Nickel. I grew up here in Port Clinton, was raised here until I was about 18, then moved to Fremont and still fish back home, though.
Okay, and it's a little bit chilly out today. What are we doing?
We are sitting out here on 8 inches of ice on Great Lake Erie's harbor called East Harbor, and we are trying to catch a big bluegill that's on our screen right now. I'm cheating, as a lot of people say. I have a Markham Recon 5 camera that I've got down the hole, and we're actually watching the fish come in on the screen right now. And
Wait. You're watching the fish?
Yep.
Like a video?
Yeah, like a video almost. Like a little TV in the ice, Shanny.
Is that fair?
It's a controversy. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people do. I actually fished with my first one last weekend, and since then I made this happen, and I have my own now.
So you're telling me you fished last weekend and someone else had one and you saw it?
Yep, he was in my shanty and we were watching it all day, and we probably cleaned up about 50 gills, 8 inches apiece.
And then you went right out and bought one?
Yep, that night.
So you got three holes here.
Yeah.
And what do they look about, 9 inches across?
About 8 inches. I'm running an 8-inch power auger.
And you drilled three holes in a row.
Yep.
You got your camera feed hanging down in one.
Yep, facing and, towards the back too.
And then you got two other holes.
Yep.
All right, and you're just fishing one rod now?
Yeah, just one rod. It gets tight to fish more than one rod with two guys in here.
Okay. So you're saying I'm in the way?
No, not at all. I love the company.
Nice shanty. It's pretty warm in here. You got a little propane heater?
Yeah, I got a propane heater, double Big Buddy, hooked up to a 20-pounder because it gets cold out here and I like dragging a lot of weight out with me.
It's actually nice and toasty. I think it's probably 75 degrees in here.
Yeah, it feels great. I'm happy with the way it's holding up in here.
I think when a lot of people think about ice fishing, they think about freezing cold.
Yeah, I had this controversy with my coworkers yesterday because I was doing some maintenance on my shanty on lunch, and they're all, "You're going ice fishing, it's so cold out there." I'm like, "Yeah, the walkout's cold. Everything after that's about 80 degrees.
So this is not really roughing it?
No, not at all. When we rough it, we go out on the lake 2 miles out.
Okay.
That's roughing it.
I was going to ask you, have you been ice fishing when you were roughing it and it was damn cold?
Yeah, I've actually been out on the lake 2 miles out, drug a shanty the whole way, and
by hand. Okay.
And it was a long walk back, we'll put it that way. Sit there, stare at a hole for 8 hours and only catch two fish, you're
right,
still doing something, but it's slow.
So you fished East Harbor and Lake Erie proper?
Yes.
A lot of people I talked to over the years, they have no problem fishing East Harbor, but no matter how thick the ice is, they will not fish on Lake Erie. What do you know people like that?
I know a lot of people like that, and all I have to say is it comes with experience. You learn to watch the weather very closely when you're out on the lake. You learn to listen to what you're being told, and if you've got experience over the years, luckily I come from a grandpa that was a charter captain out here, and he taught me and my dad real well, and the South Passage is extremely dangerous on Lake Erie.
And the South Passage, because of currents, and what is that?
South Passage is what we call between Catawba and Put-in Bay and Kelly's, area right there. It's some of the best fishing this time of year, but it can also vary to where you're walking around and say we got eight here, you could walk 10, 15 yards and have four.
Right. Not a good situation.
No, and then on a south wind, because there's usually a shove crack that comes out there about a mile and a half, and on a south wind, that'll push that crack out. If there's open water, you've got the separation right there, and that's
right.
How a lot of people get caught out there.
Right. You said you drilled 8-inch holes with a power auger. Is that battery operated or
no? I'm still stuck in the Stone Age.
Okay.
I've got a gas auger out back.
How long does it take to drill that hole with a gas auger?
With the dull blades I got right now, about 5 minutes a hole.
Really?
Yeah.
What about by hand?
By hand, if you've got a sharp auger, it'll take you 3 minutes to drill a hole.
To wear you out?
Yeah.
Does it cut down on the number of holes you drill? when you're doing it by hand?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
So what kind of fish we got here on East Harbor this time of year?
There's a variety this time of year. Mainly what we're fishing is big bull bluegills is what we call them, but you'll see pumpkin seeds out here, big sunfish. We've actually been seeing more pike this year coming into the harbor.
Northern pike?
Yes, sir.
What size?
I've seen anywhere from 12 to 13 to somebody posted one that looked like a 20-inch pike last week.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a little bit of a spawning ground for northern pike, this harbor.
It used to be way back in the day until they were overfished, I believe.
Do you ever see any stray walleye coming through?
We had reports, no one can confirm because no one took a picture of it, but allegedly somebody had a walleye on screen out in the center.
Really?
Last weekend, yeah.
Is that a fishing story?
I believe so.
Okay.
I would love to see the proof of it.
What about bass?
I'm surprised we haven't seen one come cruising through. Usually when you get these bluegills built up, a bass will come swim through and scare them off.
Large and smallmouth
bass? Mainly largemouth here. Large. The smallmouth, I'm really not sure where they are this time of year, in all honesty. They're somewhere swimming.
What's the oddest thing you've either seen on camera or pulled out or seen pulled out of East Harbor?
Oddest thing I've ever seen out here would have to be like golden chubs we get coming through here.
Okay.
They're not quite shiners, they're not quite shad, but they're just like, they almost look like schmelt.
Large bait fish.
Basically, okay. Extremely large. I've caught one that was 7 inches one time.
You keep the big ones?
Yes, I do. I keep the big ones. They go good on a skillet.
What do you do with them? Fry them?
Yep, fry them up on a skillet. Sometimes I'll bake them in the oven too with lemon pepper and seasonings.
Okay.
They're really good. A lot of butter.
Some people say that fish caught in cold water tastes better than summer fish.
I agree.
Is that true?
I agree. Yes, they do, because the water isn't warming up and they just taste better. I'm not sure why. Once you set up, you kind of want to sit for a little while, especially with as less mobile as I am, but still mobile. I'm looking for big fish today. I'm seeing a lot of fish on screen, and the big ones that are coming in just aren't the magnitude that I'm looking for to fish this tournament next weekend that I'm gearing up for. So once we probably finish up here, I might make a push down about 100 yards to the left of us.
Okay.
What we're doing is
you mark your spot
for
the tournament so you can come back? Okay. And now what about this tournament you're talking about? Is it an East Harbor only?
It is an East Harbor only tournament. Okay. We have boundary lines and everything set up for this year, but it's a King of the Harbor tournament. It's put on by the Florals out here.
Okay. And what are we looking at? 6 hours, 8 hours? What kind of rules are there?
Eight to one, biggest bluegill. Biggest
by weight?
Yeah. Biggest 12 bluegills by weight.
Okay.
For the main prize, which is 1,000. And then they have side pots of a biggest crappie and a biggest perch. And then they'll go with the biggest bluegill also gets, I think, a $200. But the main weight on your 12 gills is what catches it.
Right. Have you fished the tournament before?
I have the first year, and then we've had shoddy ice since. But the 3 years we've gotten it going, the same guys have pretty much won it. So we're all kind of out for blood this year.
Right. When it comes to ice fishing, is it better to be a leader or a follower?
That's a 50-50 scenario. Today I tried to be a leader. I went out past where we're at about 300 yards, and I was drilling holes closer to the boat ramp side of the East Harbor, and I seen nothing, had nothing, and I made my way back over here to be a follower, and we're seeing fish now.
What's the thinnest ice that you'll walk on and fish?
Depends. Am I fishing or am I duck hunting?
Oh, fishing.
Fishing, I would walk on 4. That's my minimum 4 inches? To walk out here.
Okay.
3.5 to 4.
There was a news item the other day about a gentleman that pulled a gun on another ice fisherman over Etiquette. The story did not specify what the infraction was, but what kind of etiquette is out here that you need to know?
Out here on East Harbor, there really is no etiquette. That's the sad thing. A lot of us guys that have been out here a long time, we carry our own code, our own unspoken code, I should say. Basically, ask us. 9 times out of 10, we'll let you set up next to us. But then you get guys that are like behind us right now, within 10 yards behind us, and they never asked and they just showed up.
Right.
Since they've showed up, I mean, they made
it. So that's
it up
pretty close. 30 feet. That's pretty close for
a
lot of open ice out here.
Yeah, there is.
Right.
I don't mind if my friends, like my friends we have sitting next to us now, I told them to set right here, and they're like, yeah, we've been seeing fish and they've caught a few.
Right.
Just be kind and courteous and respectful out here, and I mean, really, you won't have no problems, but I have seen a few good ones out on the big water, the lake. A lot of guys get into a lot of arguments and heated scenarios out there because, you know, you're after a big game fish at that point. And
right.
It's a secret.
What's the craziest thing you've seen on East Harbor ice fishing over the years? A fist fight.
Fist fight, yeah.
Over what?
Guy moved in too close and got out and started yelling, and the one guy did. And next thing you know, the guy that moved in too close pretty much said, you, and that's all it took. And I watched this guy haul about 10 yards across the ice real quick, punch his two in the face.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Did they resolve it?
I honestly don't know. I just closed my shanty up. They were yelling for
you. You stayed out of it. Okay.
Yeah, but they quieted down. I don't think anybody got in any trouble.
Right.
But...
Have you ever been in conditions where you just stayed put instead of trying to leave?
Yeah, here and on the lake for sure. I've actually ended up staying out on the ice till about 11:30 at night one time, waiting for the whiteout to stop so
right.
I could see the lights offshore and walk
right.
toward shore.
Huh, no kidding. Was that kind of scary?
It was. It was my first solo trip.
Were you all alone
solo trip.
At the end?
Yeah.
Alone on the ice?
It was my first solo trip.
Ouch.
I had a couple guys meet me out there, but they all left in their snowmobiles because they were like, we can take you back. And I'm literally fishing
was
for my last
the
fish.
The fishing good?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
And
that's
during,
an amateur move.
During the time I was out there, though, I was able to size up twice because I keep my walleyes on the ice
uh-huh.
in your shanty, and they're guaranteed for at least 3 to 4 hours.
Right.
You could just grab them by the tail and drop them in and try and bring them back to life, and they will swim away. So I sized up two times, but that day total, I caught 27 walleye, and I kept my,
wow.
my fair share of what were regulated and allowed, which sometimes, I think back then it was 4, now it's 6, and I was fishing for my 4th, and I had 3, and I ended up sizing up twice and putting 2 back in. It was the best day I ever had.
Now, speaking of regulations, do you see wildlife officers out on the ice much, or not that frequently?
Not out on the lake, per se. I have been approached out there, but usually out there you have to have somebody call on you
right.
or be mistaken for somebody else. But here, they like to just walk around and check out everybody,
right.
which is good because we have, like I said, a lot of bass in here, and there is I believe this time of year, 14-inch limit on them, and 100% I like bass fishing them. They need to definitely stick to the limit.
Hey, let's talk about your equipment here. You got a short little rod. What is that, about 20 inches long?
Yeah, about 20 inches long. I've got this one, and then I got like a 32-inch somewhere around here.
A very small spinning reel.
Very, very small,
right.
And probably 2-pound test, lighter
two-pound
than your
test.
Hair.
Very thin, very thin.
Very thin.
What do you got on the end of the line there?
I am running a Fire Tiger jig right now.
Okay. Is that lead?
Yeah,
okay.
Lead jig.
A little lead jig.
I've been trying them all this
morning.
Small
hook?
Yeah, extremely small.
What do you got on there? Is that a wax worm or what is that?
Tipped with a wax worm. You just want
okay.
to slip it over the end so it's just there dangling.
Ice fishing, is that something anybody can just decide to go out and do one day, or does it take a little bit of preparation and equipment that you got to get together? It
takes a little bit of preparation and equipment unless you got friends that got the stuff.
So you're saying it's best to try it out with somebody else
yeah,
first?
To see if you like it before you. In this setup right here, I got shoot. $1,200 sitting right here, not even including the camera.
Okay. And how long it take you to set all this up? And
about
take
20
it down?
Minutes.
20 minutes?
20
okay.
minutes to set up, and a little bit longer to take down if it's the end of the day, just because you want to put everything in here nice and neat.
Hey, Bobby Nickel, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I appreciate it, and hopefully one day I will see you somewhere around the lake. Thanks for joining me today for this episode of the Lake Effect Podcast. I'm your host and producer, James Proffitt. Executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. If you have questions or want to learn more about Lake Effect, visit wgte.org/lakeeffect. Until then, I'll see you somewhere around the lake.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.